What we've done is started a not-for-profit foundation that is a leadership program to empower the future leaders from Arnhem Land.
So Cam, just let's go right back to the beginning. Mm. What in the hell made you a guy from Geelong, is that right?
Nah, from Albury actually.
From Albury.
Yeah.
One, how did you come to Arnhem Land? How did you become involved in with the younger people? Gama, was this your first, you know, have you been coming to Gama for a long time?
First came to Gama in 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. I moved up here in 1999 to Gupperweak.
Uh-huh.
I had been a bit of a nomad myself and travelled for probably 8 or 10 years at that point, and finally settled back in Australia and was going nowhere really. And my brother suggested, you know, I was always interested in Aboriginal culture,
yeah.
And I was a teacher, so my brother said, why don't you go and work up in Arnhem Land? I know a great place, happened to be Gupperweak, so I rang Gupperweak and said, there's jobs, come on up. So that was the start of 99. I came up.
Can you still do that if you're a teacher? You've got to go through the Department of Education.
Yeah, I did too, but yeah. I had it sewn up before they knew it.
Right.
Yeah. So I came up and spent 4 years at Gupperweak. Fantastic years. And
so that was 99 to what, 2002?
2002,
yeah.
2002 something, yep. Yeah. And then I did some various jobs around the territory after that for a few years. Bit of work for Bachelor of Education. I did some study and taught in Darwin for a year. And then I moved out to Port Keats. I had a mate from school, Justin Crawley, who was going back out there with his family. So I thought, I'll come work out at Wattair.
Mm-hmm.
And after a year out at Wattair, a lovely young lady by the name of Melissa Patterson arrived as the new teacher, and it was love at first sight. And we spent a great year out there together. In the middle of that year, Justin actually left Wattair and returned back to Bright in Victoria and began the Tathanate Foundation with young men from Wattair living down in Bright in a cottage he had at his on his property. And it was a lot of hard work, but he said it was, you know, a great sort of job and a great thing to be doing. And Melissa and I moved over to Yirrkala CEC for 2 years after Wattair. And halfway through that time, spending back here with the Yolngu people, I thought, you know, maybe I can have a go at that sort of a job too. So we moved down to Geelong in 2011, early 2011, and brought with us shortly after 4 lads from Yirrkala CEC came down.
CEC stand for again?
Community Education Centre.
Right.
Now these were sort of senior students and identified as future leaders of the community. And they came down and we renovated our two-car garage into a large sort of self-contained unit for the lads to live in. And there's a kitchen and bathroom and washing machine and everything there. And we've continued with the program since then. We actually have one of the lads from 2011 has stayed with us, Yurimal Marika. He is from Yirrkala, and he graduated from St. Joseph's College last year in Geelong, where the lads go to school. And he's doing a year 13 sort of gap year this year,
mm-hmm.
improving his literacy and numeracy. And we're hoping that he can get into a music course at a university next year. He will sort of stay in the program hopefully next year, but be living in Melbourne and be still supported by us.
Mm.
And we have 3 other lads, Severo Wunnamurra, Gerald Wunnamurra, and Dion Wunnamurra from Gupperweak,
yeah.
where I first started out mm-hmm. teaching up here. And they're living with us too down there. So the guys, it's a leadership program. We're just trying to best equip them to be, you know, strong role models and leaders in the community when the time's right for them. They've had a good school attendance over the years. They've been committed to education, and then the community education centres in the community sort of recommend them as the right guys to come on down to us.
So Cam, you know, for someone who might be thinking about this, like, you know, why would you advise someone to think about, you know, taking some Aboriginal kids into their house and helping them get to school and all that sort of stuff? You know, what are the things that you get out of it?
I should ask you,
are there issues that you need to take into account, you know, like, are there problems?
Yeah. Look, the first and foremost thing that defines Justin and my program is that we're well connected with these guys. We know their families well.
And very intimately, yeah.
Yeah, I've known the three boys from Gupta Works since they were about 3 years old.
Yeah.
So
it's not for anybody, in other words.
You couldn't expect if, you know, someone came and knocked on your door and said, I'm going to take your kids a couple of thousand kilometres away.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So there's that level of trust and understanding between us.
Yeah.
And so that creates a nice sort of familial sort of feeling in our house. You know, they'd be really shocked.
Now, Cam, can I ask you some sort of basic nuts and bolts financial questions? So, presumably the boys would have ab study.
That's correct.
Is that hard to get for those boys? And what does that give them? And what and how are they supported with money and, you know, each week? And how do they come home regularly? And is that paid for?
So ab study does contribute.
Do you put any, you know, does it cost you money, and what does the foundation cover, anything, and how do you raise money for that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, it has been difficult to find the money to run it. Ab study helps us a fair way. That helps towards food and board and flights can be, you know, usually we ab study helps out there. Although we have had some misses in the past, but. You know, ab study are great, but that doesn't cover, you know, that covers probably, you know, 25% of what we require, not even. We have fundraisers, and we have had some great donations from wonderful people, and we apply for grants, but we haven't been very successful so far with that.
So part of this interview must be to try and help your foundation. So how can people help your foundation and support you? And could you tell us a little bit more about what it costs, you know, roughly, and, you know, how much money you need to support, in addition to ab study, four boys?
Well, I guess it looks to be about $30,000 a year per student.
And that includes school fees?
Yeah, that's everything, which when you take it into, you know, cost up what it would cost to send someone to a private school for a year.
About arm's par.
Yeah,
it?
Probably a fair bit cheaper when you think about it.
Yeah, well, actually, I mean, we've got a young girl, Budat, at Winona, that's $60,000 a year.
Yeah. So, what, you know, we think we deliver a really good program, and they're getting all of the educational benefits plus all the independence and the lifestyle changes and education about health and healthy lifestyle and understanding of how Western culture works. I think we at a fraction of the cost of what it could, you know, to send students to a private school. We obviously are looking always for altruistic support to help us with what we're doing, because we want it to be ongoing, and we want it to, you know, develop and become a larger, you know,
a network of
people who are able to offer
it's
support.
It's a great idea, and it's a great concept. So how can people help you? Is there a website or something?
We've got a website.
Yeah.
It's www.mrf, meaning Maramarom Foundation, number2worlds.org.au.
No worries. Well, hopefully you'll get a bit of interest, Cam, out of this. Thanks very much for giving us your time.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Fantastic.